Tonight I asked Brother Tyrone, he's coming, he's going to share with us tonight. Amen. Come on, Tyrone. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to ask all of y'all to come up to this section here. I want to be able to see you in the eyes. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Then we got to make sure you're not asleep tonight. Amen. We're working on my dad. He'll get him one in a minute, boy. Hallelujah. How y'all blessed people doing tonight? Hallelujah. How many excited about who God is and who he's made us to be? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You heard me say many times before. You heard me say many times before that we're results kind of people. Amen. We're not just hearing this. We're getting some results. As hallelujah. How many can agree with that? We're getting results. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're seeing lives changed. Hallelujah. Through the word. Amen. So tonight we're going to pray. Father, we're so grateful. We're so grateful. We're so grateful. Lord, we thank you for who you are. Holy Spirit, thank you for being our teacher. And what's so amazing about that not only are you our teacher, but you are our helper. And you help us do what you taught us, God, and what you teach us, God. And so, Father, we thank you right now, Father God, that tonight you'll open up our understanding, God. You'll open up our ears to hear what you're saying to us tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that our lives will no longer be the same, but we'll be better as a result. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Tonight I'm going to talk to you a little bit about out of the abundance. The title of it is Out of the Abundance. Out of the Abundance. Around here we know we've been taught many we've been taught on what we say, what comes out of our mouth, correct? We've heard that. And a lot of times we're careful to not say the right thing. I mean the wrong thing. But we won't say anything is the problem. can I get somebody that understands where I'm talking about? Instead of saying, and we won't say that I can't do it or I can't do this, but we won't say what we can do. And so both are equally bad, correct? Because if you're not saying anything, that means you're not getting anything. If you're saying, so same category, amen? So what we're going to learn tonight, what we're going to learn and what I talk about so much is what we say, okay? What we say, talk about the things that we say and what we allow to come out of our heart, out of our mouths. And so here's the thing that many don't believe. We won't say the wrong thing, but we won't say anything else. Guess what? We're not, does that mean we believe? What does that say about our believing? It doesn't say much about our believing, but yes, it does. It actually says that we don't believe it. Okay? That's actually what it says. So the word says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So if I'm not saying anything, that we may want to check what we actually believe. Can I get an amen? But we may want to check what we actually believe. If we're not saying anything, it's a result of what we believe, because it's going to come out. What we say is going to come as a direct reflection of what's in our heart. Okay? All right, so turn in your Bible to Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15, verse 18. Matthew chapter 15, verse 18. Here, Jesus is answering a certain question. They were like, okay, what they were talking about, what you put in your mouth and how it could be unclean and that kind of thing. Jesus answered it. He said, But those things which proceed out of thy mouth coming forth from thy heart. We just said that, right? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. He said, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from thy heart. And they defile man. They were talking about how you can't eat. Be careful what you put in your mouth as far as food is concerned, because it may defile the man. But he said, He said, I'm talking about what comes out of your mouth. That's what's going to defile you.